There are times when you get up and you're just filled with a lot of thoughts, and there's so many things in your head which are supposed to be processed. You just feel overworked and tired already, even before starting the day. And this thing happens not necessarily only in the morning, but even in the afternoon or at any point of your day. You just find yourself in this particular situation where there are just too many things happening, and you're just overwhelmed by this whole situation. And I often go through such kind of things, and I'm going to share what I do and what are some of the practices which have helped me in today's episode, and I'm sure it might help you as well. So let's go and start talking.
It's time for your morning brush with Dailyish Pod, a creative podcast to kickstart your day with. Let's get going with your host Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So I have observed that when you have too many things which you're doing and too many things which you haven't sat down and processed, they just compile or they just pile up in your head. And as a result, the weight of all these thoughts and things just burdens you and kind of stresses you, because then you do not have a certain clarity which you need to go ahead. And even if you're not working on that particular thing, that other thing which is back in your head starts growing, and it just gets too annoying, and it's not a pleasant experience. And it especially if you're from creative world, or if you're doing something in the creative industry, or in general creative lifestyle, things get difficult, because many a times we kind of run or fuel our things based on emotions, which is actually not a good thing to do as per Seth Godin's book Practice, but we do get affected. And if your mood is not right, the chances of you sitting down and doing something are very less. So we need to sort this out. And I have seen multiple techniques here and there, watching videos and going through books and stuff. And morning pages was one thing which was very interesting, to start your morning with a routine of writing down. The basic thing about morning pages is basically you get up in the morning, and before even you think or do anything, or you pick your phone up or whatever, first thing you do is you sit down, maybe with a coffee or something, you sit down and you just write 3 pages without stopping. You don't think, but just keep writing. And the thing with writing is, as the writing takes a little bit of more time than typing, as you write, you keep thinking about what you are talking about, what you're thinking, and what should be the next thing you should write. And that is kind of a brain dump you do in the morning, so that by the end of that activity of writing for 3 pages, you have a lot of things which are actually going on your head on the paper. And when you have things on the paper, they are more tangible, and that way you can already, by doing the activity, you are kind of addressing them. And that's the best place to be, because instead of just keeping it at back of your head, you're kind of giving them shape and form and putting them on the pages, and now you can deal with it. And as I said, while writing itself, you'll feel much more free, because you got an opportunity to do something about it. So you can also go on rant, you can write down your insecurities, you can write down your struggles, challenges, your fear, or something which is nagging, bothering you or nagging you, just write it down and just get over it. That's the best thing. The only part which was difficult for me, and which is difficult for me, is doing the morning pages every day. So I have tried to do it. I also did some kind of streak kind of icon, so in my journal, just the way in Snapchat how it is or how it used to be, whenever you keep snapping your friend back to back each day, you get a streak number. So it's 1, 2, 3, and if you stop one day, the streak goes back to 0. So similarly, I started doing the streak thingy on my morning page, but I realized soon after that I'm not able to do it every day, and it's not something which is kind of fitting my routine. It has, of course, to do with my morning routine, which has been extremely flexible and extremely not, can't even call it a routine, because they're not same steps which I'm following every day, which I must work on for sure. But the morning pages didn't happen. So how am I using this right now is, whenever I find myself in that particular mental mess, I just sit down, take long breath, and write down for 3 pages. And if you find that you are still writing more, go for 5, but don't overdo it, because then Then you go into focusing more on the stress or whatever things in your head.
Incoming word from our sponsor.
Basically, building anything is always tough. You get a lot of mental blocks. You don't have motivation. You don't have structured path. You don't know what to do next. You don't know how to build things, be it a product, be it a service, be it your own startup, be it your entrepreneurial idea, be it your own agency, or anything for that matter. Any of the project, you need some structured steps so you can take action on them stronger. So after working with amazing super brands across the globe, working in super duper innovation labs, doing amazing innovation workshops with all of these guys, I thought, why can't I make this available for you people? And from that urge, we created Futuring Now Lab, where we do online innovation and creative workshops, remote and digital. Out of those innovation workshops, one of the trending one, which is 6 days to kickstart your ideas, is right now available for you guys. And especially for the listeners of the Dailyish Pod and the viewers of the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel, we have a discount going on. You have the link for that particular workshop down below in the description. You just have to go there and at the checkout, use the code OFFDAILYISHPOD, which is off Dailyish Pod. You have the code right down in the description. You can just copy and paste. And with that said, let's get back to our episode. Thank you. And writing down doesn't have to be only about the negative things. You are not supposed to only write the stressful stuff or the stuff which is annoying you or irritating you. You can also write about the good stuff which is happening or good things you observed, so that you can also create a certain good vibe for yourself as well. So the whole point is writing down whatever you're thinking so that you won't end up having a lot of mental mess. So that's the gist of it. You can turn this activity as per your requirement. You can shape it as per your feelings or your way of approaching things. It's open for interpretation. But that was kind of my take on morning pages. Again, whenever there is a mess, I sit down, write it down, and try to feel better. And that's about it. I hope it will also help you in some way or the other. If you get into habit of doing it every day, nothing like that. A lot of people do it, and I believe it's a great habit. So if you can manage that, that is really amazing. And if you also have some people around you who keep wondering about different things, or people who go back to same things again and again, I think this is a great way of telling them to sit down and write what they think. And you can also do that by sharing this episode with them, and that can also help them see something. I'm not saying whatever I'm saying in this episode is the way or is the ultimate method of solving problems, not at all, but definitely this can start some sort of a mind thought process in your head. And if it does, that will be already a win in this particular situation. With that, I'm super happy that you are here. Really appreciate that. And have a nice day ahead. Have a nice time. And I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.